school administrators and members of the Duval County School Board have been receiving a barrage of emails the past few days, all asking the same question. Does DCPS believe that Black Lives Matter? The emails are a reaction from alumni over what they say is discrimination in the school renaming process. In recent community meetings about whether to change the name of Robert E. Lee High School, Black students listened while predominantly white alumni defended the Confederate leader. Then, administrators asked Lehigh teacher Amy Donofrio to remove a Black Lives Matter flag from outside her classroom. Donofrio refused and was placed under investigation and removed from teaching duties by the school district. In an email to WJCT News, a DCPS spokesperson suggested the Black Lives Matter flag violated district policy on employees' political actions. But Lehigh alumni Diamond Wallace says Black Lives Matter shouldn't be political.
We're asking you to differentiate the phrase Black Lives Matter and the actual movement. Yes, it is a group, but it is a group that was formed because the statement carries way further than what any protest or organization, you know, can create.
Some people behind the email campaign have gotten emails back that simply say Black Lives Matter. Wallace says it's not enough. She wants to hear, specifically, that DCPS as a district believes that Black Lives Matter. Sydney Bowles, WJCT News, 89.9.